B-Pod Studios.
Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going.
You know, it's amazing. Mac Hollins was so forgettable that we forgot. He was the last guy to wear 16. He wore it this year. We forgot.
Oh, he did.
Did he make any plays in that? I don't remember. No. I don't remember him ever wearing that number.
I just typed in Eagles 16 and Bryce Treggs came up. So wow. Mac, I thought he was 20 or something. No, 20 something.
16. He switched back to 16 because it was available.
He wore something
else.
Oh, forgettable. Anyway, it's time for sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, like after yesterday's game, hit us up on that line. I can't wait to hear sound off. Let's kick it.
Just great. Now we get to listen to endless blabbering about how this subpar team with a completely unspecial quarterback in a completely craptastic division is somehow great and awesome and Super Bowl bound and all that other nonsense. Man, pitchers and catchers cannot report fast enough for me.
What a creep you are. On a day like this, you're going to paint that doo-doo all over that? That's a bad start to sound off with that guy.
The stat that just came out that Carson Wentz is the only quarterback in history to throw for over 4,000 yards with only one receiver over 500 for the season is absolutely insane. This is so telling of what this guy is, what can be, what he's working with, and the fact that we need to stick with this guy for the long haul.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Is there a question anymore? We're going to stick with this guy for the long haul. I don't think it's a question. Maybe they're holding out, but even the most staunch Foles supporter has to acknowledge what's this about, right? This quarterback.
You know, we have to face reality that we've been beating bad teams, and bad teams been beating us. You know, you got to be a knucklehead to think you're going the same kind of league as the Saints, the Seahawks, the Packers and the Niners. Come on.
Is that a bad Charles Barkley imitation? Is that what that was supposed to be?
Yes. And the tough part is that's a Caucasian man doing that. And when it's that bad, it comes off borderline racist.
Yeah, it does.
When you do it that poorly.
Yes. They're in the same league with the Seahawks. Maybe the Seahawks are a little better, but not that much.
Mike, so excited to see the young player stepping up. Anyone who is not on board with Carson as a leader, get him off the team. Don't bring him back. We need people who want to play.
Yeah, I don't think there's a chance that Aguilar will be back. Alshon, they can't do anything about it.
But you got to eat the money. But you can't have him around it.
You can't cut him though. He's injured, so he's got to linger around for a little while.
Yeah, that's. I mean, maybe just. Hey, we'll give you a draft pick to take this guy into your cap space. You can't let him come back around your quarterback. You got to do like they did in Seattle. If you're not on board with the quarterback, you're gone, and we don't care how much it costs.
Yeah, well, you got to keep him away, and he's injured, so you have a reason to keep him away. And then when he's ready to play, then you can cut him.
What a great job by the Philadelphia Eagles, NFC's champs. Thank you so much. And to all the morons who wanted to run Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz out of town this year, please stop watching football.
It's always nice to tell you I told you so. People out there. Doug, wait, legitimate questions for both, though. Listen, you can't blame somebody who was questioning Doug or Carson at times this season.
Unfortunately for the Sixers, they're just not good enough. And I don't think trading for anybody, bringing in a better shooter is going to make them any better. They have a head coach that just isn't good enough at getting the best out of his players. They play undisciplined. They make too many mistakes down the stretch. I just don't see it changing.
You could be right, but you have to give your franchise the best chances to win. And right now, that is adding a shooter. Maybe that's not enough. Maybe you're right. But you can't just let it go like the way it is now. You need to add somebody. You need to make. I don't know what they're going to do, but they need someone to come off the bench to give them points.
This is a PSA for the Folesian Society. Carson Wentz is the real deal. He's won 4 must-win games in a row. He's our quarterback of the future. He's the real deal. Nick Foles is amazing for what he did for us, but going forward, Carson Wentz is our guy.
The Folesian Society talked away today. They tucked away. It's possible they've seen the light, Tyrone.
No.
We didn't get any Folesian Society people. I didn't even get any Folesian Society emails or tweets.
Yeah, that's because they're garbage. I got a lot of them during the green zone.
It's possible they reformed.
They have not.
They have, yeah.
Really? During the green zone?
During the game, I was getting it from them. Me and Pat were getting it from people. During the game.
I heard they moved.
There are people who work in this city who said that he should have been benched.
Yeah, but after the result and after the statistics come out about he's the first player in Eagle history 4,000 passing yards, the first player in history with 4,000 passing yards without a 500-yard wide receiver, there can't be any more alive out there.
Hopefully they'll move.
I saw them boarding up their operations in Northern Liberties today, headquarters.
You got to take it to another city, right?
Coleman's at a point where Carson Wentz could win the Super Bowl, and he still would say that, well, he expected that of Carson Wentz because he holds him up to a higher standard. He just refuses to say that Wentz has played a nice game, but now he's just going to his grave with this Carson Wentz disapproval that he shows out there.
Who was he talking about?
Max Kellerman.
Oh, he was talking about Kellerman. Oh, yeah, but you know what? He doesn't. All due respect, it's a shtick. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of SoundArt. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All righty, that was Sound Off. Reminder, no show tomorrow. Not because it's New Year's Eve, because we've got the Sixers right here on 97.5 Fnac and also NBC Sports Philadelphia. I will be back Thursday. And Tyron, you'll be off Thursday?
Yes.
Yes.
Be out of town.
But Nat will be hanging with me, right?
I'm off Thursday, too.
Oh, you're off Thursday? It's me, just me here?
You'll be here with Andrew.
Oh, well, it'll be fun. Stay tuned. Have fun, you guys. Stay tuned. Devon Gibbs is coming up on our radio side and on TV. Stay tuned on NBC Sports Philly for a quick slant. So everybody have a great New Year's, and especially the rest of the night, and we'll catch you in 2020.